Coach, I'm shaking my head with you. Man, a few plays away from upsetting the world champs.
Yeah, you know, we've had a few games like that where, you know, certain plays we need to make to come away with a win. We haven't been able to make those plays.
You started with, talking about plays with Christian Ponder. I mean, a great start. It gives you something to build on.
No question about it. Christian did a great job. He's going to have a bright future for the Minnesota Vikings.
Growing pains with being a rookie quarterback, but a lot of upside.
A lot of upside. I mean, he did a lot of good things today. Showed great composure, great poise, made some great throws along the way, and just gives you a lot of hope for the future.
And hope, you saw the other guy on the other side of the field, number 12. I mean, probably playing at the top of his game. He had to go through growing pains also, but a lot to look for with number 7 at quarterback.
Without a doubt. I mean, it was evidence to date that he has a bright future as a Viking.
Coach, your decision to punt late in the fourth quarter on fourth down versus going for it fourth and 8, fourth and 9, what played in? Did the crowd play a little bit in that decision because they were noisy? Aaron Rodgers was having a tough time getting the calls off, and your defense was playing well.
Yeah, I thought our defense was playing well enough to get the ball back to our offense with a good punt. You know, we should have pretty good field position, and unfortunately, we had timeouts. We had the 2-minute warning, and just we didn't get it done.
Coach, I got to ask you. I mean, your defensive line put tremendous pressure on Aaron Rodgers. 4 sacks. They got it done, but in the end, that's why they are world champs.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. I mean, they did what they needed to do, made the plays when they needed to make the plays, and. Yeah, you're right. That's one of the reasons they won a world championship.
Coach, I got to ask you about, too, Chris Cook, with the legal issues. And I know we can't talk about the legal aspects, but that with his being absent, leaving your secondary a little depleted, a little short, but it's always next man up.
Yeah, I thought the guys that played did a good job for us. They played hard, really competed on every snap, and that's all you can ask for.
Bernard Berrien on the other side, inactive again for the second time this season. What played into that decision?
Just a decision I made as a coach, and it's something that, you know, get into a little bit more next week sometime.
Okay, your offensive line banged up, bruised, battered, but they showed a lot of heart, giving Christian a lot of protection. Anthony Herrera, a gutsy performance coming out late in the second half.
Yeah, you know, Anthony got banged up. You know, we were without Sully, and Phil missed some practice this week, and those guys battled. I mean, they battled every single snap, and just shows you the fight that this team still has.
And what did you tell your team at the end, Coach?
Just told them how proud I was of the way they played today. We came up short, but it wasn't because of lack of effort or guys doubting whether or not we could win. They played to win the game.
Coach, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier. Chris, back upstairs to you guys.